Yeah, so we said that part of the preparation for Rosh Hashanah, so we understand that Rosh Hashanah Yom Ha'Ro'im is the time Hashem Kaviyochol comes to us and reveals Himself to us, and we have to prepare ourselves for that Mivgash. If we have somebody, a king coming to our house, we're sure to prepare very well the house should be clean before him. So I'm saying wherever I can this practical idea of trying to put Hashem more into our lives, to make us more aware that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every bracha, we say that Hashem is Melech HaOlam. I recognize Hashem is the Melech HaOlam. And I'm saying a twofold thing. Number one I'm saying is, I'm eating an apple. I'm saying Hashem is Melech HaOlam. His Malchus, which is the Koyach that interacts and cares for our needs, brought me an apple. Or if I'm putting on my tefillin, the Malchus of Hashem revealed to me this ability to get close to Him through putting on tefillin. If I go to the bathroom, the Malchus Hashem that cares for all my needs gave me the ability to process the food and get rid of the waste matter. All this is ways to transform the Malchus Hashem from being an abstract concept which has zero effect on my life to being something that I'm interacting with 100 times at least a day, 100 bottles a day. We see how interacting with one's handheld machine affects a person's life, so learn how to be the Toivah. If you interact 100 times with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it changes your life. And you live with the Malchus now, we don't just say Melech, Melech HaTapuach, or Melech HaLechem, we say Melech HaOlam, which means the all-encompassing King. So I say that this specific thing, when I'm making the Bracha, is a result of Birchas Hashem, Malchus of Hashem, but it's not a Melech that's only Melech on apples or on pears. It's a Melech HaKodesh. So I'm basically coming to contact every time with the all-encompassing Melech HaOlam, moves the world and cares and interacts with everything in the world. The thing that arouses me to is this specific result of this Malchus that I'm interacting right now. Whether it be a food, or a Hano, or I see a mountain, or any feel that I say, okay. Tov Lamed Gimel. Said in the Svam HaKvashim that in Rosh Hashanah Yuredis Nekuda Achas Chudesh Megim Zim Eroim. Something comes down from the Shemayim, the Sev Hanoga, that is basically the seed of everything that's going to happen in the coming world. Joseph Hashem created the world. He started off with a certain matter that was potential matter for everything that grew out of it. Like we have a motion for it, something called DNA. It's a tiny microscopic thing that has all the information of everything that's going to come out of that rear. You have DNA built in the microscopic thing, human being, another one for a cow, another one for a tree, whatever it may be. But that's the matter that has the potential for everything. So you have the DNA for the coming year. It's going to be brought down to Klal Yisrael, and through our tefillahs and our tkiyahs, we can make it as healthy as possible. The more praise from the depths of our hearts, we really are awake when we're davening, then the sharmas libam of Nekodesh Bo, Ma'ilim Simcha Rabba, Mekabos, Ma'chus Yitzvayach, Ma'ilim Surish, Roshana Toivah, Mekabos. Hashem wants us to have Roshana Toivah. All the tefillahs and the avodah that He gave us was so that we should have that. He wants it to happen. He gave us exact information how to do it. When you daven, a melech hakodesh, you add all the different parts of the tefillah, chayin tein patach, chayin kovel hamelech, chayin tzadikim yirov, but also, tikva tefillah, tzilah bal kol ha'ezkul l'shmei tzecho. If you notice, like I said many times, everything you say, they say every day of the year anyway. Chayin tzadikim, ala tzadikim, oilos tikva tefillah, alam shimil al tikva, tzilah, we say, we also say Malchus and Birchus and Hashir Shvetenu, Loich Aleinu, Atzav Chesed Rav, Sakir V'Mishvah. Everything is in Shvayim V'Chav Rachim Tosh V'Kav. Korpu Zerenu in Bein Akoyim. We sing it so much for the excitement and Yom Toivim. We sing Kav V'Shoifim. So there's elements of that all year round. There's one of the major differences is that during the year we're going to spell the things that we're lacking. We want the Tzadikim to be in place. We want the Golas to be out of place. We want the Yishalam to be built. If you pay attention to what he's saying, in the whole Chayim Tein Patach, Chayim Tzadikim, we're living that experience of post-Geula. Look at this wonderful world that is waiting to be intact. We appreciate how wonderful it is, and we're yearning for it, and we're doubting for it. That shows that we're connected to that world. So it's very different. The spirit of things is very different than the spirit that we have during the year. In the year, never we're lacking everything, and Hashem, Rahman, give us what we want. And here we're excited at that. trying to imagine and paint a picture for ourselves, if you pay attention to what you're saying, that's one of the problems. Some people come too slow, so they have no flow of the tefillah. He said, the whole shtick will tell you what pachtacha means, what emosa means, what bullion means, what tzuyin means, but he doesn't have the picture. So he misses the whole tefillah. So you have to have both. You have to have kavanah. Not get carried away with, the person's sounding too long, it's 99% chance that he's not having any kavanah. Unless it's nandish from the tzaddik ha'yadot. But the average person needs just a dream of life. So, kavanah. Not even quickly, but slowly. Slowly, it takes a while. But then once again, that's what we're trying to paint the picture of post-Gilui Malchus Hashem and how excited we are about that. That is what he's saying. We show how much we really appreciate that world and we want to be part of that world. So Kodesh Baruch gives us, even if the whole Klal Yisrael is not zeicher to that world post-Mashiach, but it could elevate us above the standard of the pre-Mashiach level. We could have a level of higher Hashkocha, higher Siyad HaShemayi, higher Hashpov Toivis, even in Golos. That's the Avodah. So once again, this excitement is one of the taxis and one of the tools we have to show. But it's not the time to run around, be jolly, and everything's so exciting and wonderful. We have to realize it's Yimeidin. And Yimeidin basically means that Hashem is assessing our behavior for 48 hours. You can't get away with it. Okay, I had a great Shemona Esrei. And then afterwards get home and I'm so knocked, I don't have patience for anybody. Why didn't look ready on time? Why are you still over? Super over the floor. That's a revealing in the mouth of Shemayim. A person keeps it set, he's rebelling. He's showing that I am the king, not your God. If I didn't get what I wanted, Achas does it all this. Whoever doesn't listen to me, he should be killed. It's not going to die for me to kill them because I need a family. Yeah. Hashem's eyes are open to us from the beginning of the year. The more we feel that we have nothing of our own on the beginning of the year, the more we'll have Siyat Hashem at the end of the year. She's filled with Atzimus, as Rashi, Roshim, Tachluni, Tzvida, and the Rachmanis. So we said, Misarecha, we have to feel excitement of the Gula and the Kilda, the yearning for that. Sadashvini, don't get overexcited. Oh, it's a great Tzvida. I'm amazed, I'm close to Hashem. Wow. Everything we did, don't feel that we're deserving of anything. Rosh, we're impoverished. So it's amazing, Achrayas and Rosh Hashanah. Not just the day you got to get past, the day you're planting, you're building the DNA for the next year. Putting all those little base things together in the right fashion. Will it be a good year or Chas V'Shalom? Kol Mashu Reisir. Even what you think, it affects coming here. We know even by the Macholim and Rosh Hashanah, we say, Stim the Milsa. If you eat a gezer, have a gzad, or whatever you're eating, all of the things, it's a Makar from the Gemara, it's not just some guy made it up. It's a Gemara. But that's what it's saying. The idea behind it is because this day is the day that things are being put into place. And therefore, we're misspelled for all these things, and everything that we interact with is a sin. We sweet things, we stay away from sour things. Even the bread we put in honey, not in salt. All this is sin the milta. The behavior of Rosh Hashanah, the interactions we have in Rosh Hashanah, are setting the tone for the year. So he says, Allah is a kama kama. If we want a year to be sweet, we should not suffice with dipping the apple in the honey. We should dip our head into the honey. Our mouth into the honey, our eyes into the honey, everything. We should talk sweetly, we should think sweetly, we should see. I enjoy it. I speak to somebody who told me that he's a Siddish guy, he's a Rebbe, and some family member had some problem with one of the body parts or whatever. So he asked Rebbe, what avodah should I do to fix his body part? Rebbe said whatever he said. Yeah. So the other family member had it. I also had a thing. Something with his eyes, maybe, I don't know what it was. So he has to have an eye into it. Eye into it. So I think that fixes all sicknesses, all maladies, how you pronounce the maladies. So. Yeah. Eye into it. See the good in every situation. Focus on that. Have a fun. Have a family members, a wife, our children, people around us. The guy behind you is sitting, and he's dragging his chin instead of picking it up, or knocking his finger on the table or something. I tell you, I'm saying, everybody's perfect. Not going to make me crazy. Yeah. It was part of Rosh Hashanah also is putting things in perspective. If these little things make me, work me up so much and upset me. So I'm basically because they are my year, that small things are going to affect me. But I say, it's to your heart. No money, nothing. Important things in my hands. Daven proper. The prophet's daven. Make the atmosphere of Misalef and a solemn atmosphere to get to the sinful that with Am Hashem. Think closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Yeah. So he continues in the next piece. He says, this is the day the world was created. It's really the day human being was created. Adam Rishon was created in Rosh Hashanah after the 5 days, 6 days before. Yeah. So that's why every year it's not just another holiday, New Year's Eve. It's the creation is starting again. The cycle of creation is 1 year creation. It gets revived again. You ask the Mashgiach Zechariah, say, "What's that about?" Now, what about something that's going to happen like a few weeks later? 3 weeks later, we only have to time. The Mashgiach is coming. We have to first get past Rosh Hashanah, and we'll think what happens afterward. Now we have to focus on how to get past Rosh Hashanah as fast as possible. Here, he says, together with the fact that it's the time of the creation of the world, it's also the time that represents and we bring out the concept of Yemei Samashiach. It says the Yerushalmi brings that we do the tkiyas before Shemon Esrei and Pesach Rosh Hashanah two times. Bilal and Mavis Hanetzach, the famous pasuk people say at Levayis, Mavis will eventually be finished. There will be no more Mavis. But Yoyme Tokav Shifu Godel, that he says that the Satan hears the Shefer of the Geula, he gets a little bit nervous. When he hears it the second time, then he says he's totally shaken up and doesn't do any kitru against Klal Yisrael. So the Shefer is also one of the Siman of Rosh Hashanah, of the revelation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. By Hasina came with the Tzkab Shefer, the Tzkias Shefer, which in the Sukkim of Shefer, we say that. We have the first Sukkim from the Torah, Sukkim of the Kabbalah Satorah. We're bringing out in those Sukkim that the concept of Tzkias Shefer is we have the revelation of the dominion of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we say the Sukkim afterwards about from the Novi, the future Tzkias Shefer of the Geula. Yeah. So he says that there is a Shaykhis to this also. Like we said, the beginning of our tefillahs also, every Shemon Esrei we start, and the Yom Neiron starts off with the Chaim Tein Patecha, Chaim Tein Kovetz, Chaim Tzaditim. Some of the Poshim say the Chaim, as Alper Pa Megillah says, the Chaim, Yodhi Yodhi Melech. It's also the Chaim is the Poshim also, with the revelation of Hashem, we'll have all these things. So also painting a picture, like we said before, of this battles of the evil and the revelation of the good. Yeah. So basically what's coming out is, if we're saying that blowing of the shofar destroys the power of the Satan, totally confuses him. Why? The koyach of the Satan is to show Klal Yisrael is not focused on the reality of the world. We're not focused on the fact that the world was created to reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness. And during the year, unfortunately, he has a lot of room for that because we go into our day-to-day interactions and we live our life as if we're running the world, or at least we're partly running the world. The Avodah Rosh Hashanah is to show that no, it's a time higher soilum, Zayum Tulis Masev, the time of Bria, which basically shows that we're also nothing from ourselves. We're not a self made man, not like the Americans. Americans are self made men, but we are not. We are made by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we take it to the end of the Achaz Ayomim, the Galus of Mashiach. And we're in that process from the Bria, the Achaz Ayomim, which the goal of that whole period of time, those thousands of years, of this one and only purpose. That we should be part of that mahalach of revealing Hashem in the world. So everything we do to that end, and we show with our tefillahs, with our mice and that clarity, that is ma'al b'vis ha'zachon. It's not worse than blowing the shofar twice. So like I said, I'm saying the Shemon Esrei, paint that picture, reach. Try to imagine that excitement, how it's going to be, and how much we yearn for it, and we know that that's what we're aiming for. We're trying to be mekater of that situation. We have the tefillahs shofar, so we're coordinating our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we're at home, we show the Satan, no, we are focused at home also. Like the Kiddush with the Kabbalah. We misnag in the emos, in a pleasant fashion with everybody. We don't let things get us distracted. Yeah. Together what he says, that when we by the Tfilas HaShofar, it says the time for tshuva. So it says the type of tshuva that one can have by the Tfilas HaShofar is the shofar represents the geula, revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, all the Yetzer Hara will be bottled also. I'm looking forward to two things. Number one, Hashem's revelation. Number two, the bittul of my Yetzer Hara. I want to rid myself of that Yetzer Hara. I realize that is not my essence. It's something negative that I have to dislodge myself from. And if we have those feelings, then we are showing Kodesh Baruch Hu that we're with Him, and we have clarity what life is all about. And that is an arbev as a sofen, that it helps us have the Rosh Hashanah being a time for, like we said, creating the genetic material for the coming year, the toivah, the brach, the lachaim, and the shalom. Number one, we have to continue baptizing the children to bring it down more than mice. But at least it's historical. So we have a tzvizah, we'll see the toivah, the brach, we'll see the shemayah, the shiur, the king, and the king.